Hey, 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 what it do, sports world, and welcome to the Winner Circle with me, Ray Viz. Hey, listen, I got a great, great segment for you all. I want to talk about today, the Jackson State Tigers, man. This team right here played a hell of a game today. They defeated the FAMU Rattlers 59-3. Yes, the score is right. 59-3 today. The Jackson State Tigers, the number 17 ranked team, defeated the FAMU Rattlers 59-3. Okay, now let's talk about this game right here, man. Like I said, a big shout out to Primetime, man. Hey, the team that I watched today, man, was one of the best teams I've seen in HBCU history. All right, this team right here is loaded on both sides of the ball. They got a lot of talent. The one player that I can say that is very, very talented, he is as advertised, is Travis Hunter, the number two player in the nation. As you know, he flipped from Florida State to Jackson State. And he came down here to play with Coach Prime, want to learn from Deion Sanders, which you can't fault the kid because, of course, you're a cornerback. You want to learn from the best. So he played a hell of a game. The kid didn't allow not one catch from any of the Rattlers wide receivers. And the one he tipped one that could have been, should have been, a pick six. The kid pretty much shut off half of the field. And that is crazy from being a true freshman. All right, let's get into the stats, man. All right, we're going to talk about, right now we're going to talk about Jackson State because I don't really have a lot to talk about with Florida A&M because they really didn't do nothing. If you put up 3 points, your quarterback threw for 121 yards. You only had 34 yards rushing. So, you know, what can I say? You know, I really don't got nothing to say from you. Yeah, they lost two fumbles. So I'm going to talk about Jackson State's offense and how explosive this offense is. Shador Sanders. I want to talk about Shador Sanders right now. Shador Sanders is coming off one of the best seasons in HBCU history, being the freshman of the year. As you know, Deion Sanders was the coach of the year, going against the defensive player of the year today, which they went against on FAMU. This team right here, I can honestly say, when I talk about Jackson State, Shador Sanders, he was 29 of 33. The kid started off 17 for 17 to start the game. He had 323 yards, 5 touchdowns, also had another 17 yards rushing. This team is really loaded, but I like Marshall. Marshall has 13 carries for 65 yards. They have so many receivers. They have Daniels. They got Hooks. They got Gaines. They got little Kevin Coleman Jr. They got Buckley. They got Powers, man. They got receivers all over the field. These are some little, small, fast wide receivers that Deion Sanders have recruited. But I'm going to say this right here. Deion Sanders has gotten that defense ready. That is one of the best defenses I've seen in the Jackson State Tigers. These guys was all over the ball. They were sacking him. They were sacking the quarterback. They was hitting hard. They was tackling in the open field, blocking punts. They did everything you can actually do. They actually did everything that you can ask of a team to do today against FAMU. And I think Deion Sanders wanted to really send a message out to everybody in the HBCU and also the SWAC conference and teams like South Carolina State, that we're coming, we're prepared, we're loaded just like you all are loaded, and we're coming for what's rightfully ours, which they thought last season that they should have been the HBCU national champions. I think this year they're going to leave no doubt that they should be HBCU national champions. Like I said, the Jackson State Tigers, this is a hell of a team. If you haven't watched them play, make sure you tune in and watch this team play. I enjoyed them today. This is a really good team. I'm going to continue to watch them throughout the season, and I'm going to put them into my routine. I'm going to talk about this team during the week when I give the top 25 picks. I'm going to talk about them as well because I just like Coach Prime. I like what he's doing down there in Jackson State. This is a really good team, and I'm going to talk about this team a little bit more than the average HBCU SWAC team. But like I said, the Jackson State Tigers defeated the FAMU Florida A&M 59-3 to start the season 1-0 as they get ready for week two. FAMU have fallen to 0-2. As you know, they lost last week against North Carolina. They lost this week, so they're on the back burner right now. They got to figure things out and get this thing running. But Jackson State, this team right here look tough. They look ready. This team right here is going to be a team to be reckoned with this year in the SWAC and also in HBCU, period. This team is dangerous. Hey, Coach Prime, big ups to you all. Jackson State, good luck for the rest of the season. Thank you all again for listening to another great segment of The Winner's Circle with me, Ray Diaz. Hey, peace, and have a blessed night.